This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And really, truly, let your friends know about this. I deal with stuff that most guys don't deal with on a regular basis on the show, so I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. You know, I'm about had it. You know, I said it last year and I did it all year long. Let me do it again this year. I've about had it with these self-righteous left-wing nutjobs that want to keep telling us where we're wrong, where we're off. You know, look, if you want to get involved in conversations, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. But I'm about had it with these nutjobs keep telling us that we on the right, we're racists. Okay, that we don't understand the plight of the little people, the plight of the people, the average worker. What do they think we are? We were. Where do we come from? What do we have? Brain damage as we grew up? I mean, I told you my story a million times. I grew up in one of the poorest parts of the country. Now I live in a nice area. No, not a rich area, but a nice area. But I didn't do it with government handouts. I did it because the American dream was still there, was still alive, we were still able to take advantage of it. Right? And when these people who talk about racism, especially the ones on the left, they love it. Women inequality and pay. Now, I've not seen that in my career. I mean, I've not seen that in the industry that I was in. The technology industry. Women technicians made as much money as male technicians. Female service managers made as much money as male service managers. At least that's what that was. And when I ran departments, I'll even tell you in some cases, the female project managers made more money than the male project managers. Maybe I should have been arrested for that or something. And, you know, and we're considered, you know, that's why I love it. So with Trump, they're on Trump's case. Right? He hates women. He's racist. Yet he was the first developer in New York to give one of the most expensive projects, one of the most important projects, to a female black project manager. Sounds apparently, again, we don't quite understand the word of racism, apparently. I don't get it.
No, that's racist.
What? Did I make the comment?
No.
Oh. Oh, that's racist that he... Well, hey, here's one for me. I must have been racist, too. Because with the company I was working for, I was doing project management up in Washington. And all I would hire is female black project managers. And if you want to... Should I share why I did that? Should I shame the white guy? And the reason I did that was a lot of times we had we used college kids to do some of the work they were doing. You know, they love making beer and pizza money on the weekend. So we would hire them. We'd move 200, 300, 400, 500 people over a weekend in the technology world. And even at a point where my boss called me in and wanted to know if I was sleeping with these black project managers, because all I ever hired was black female project managers. And I finally said to him, you want to know why? I got one of the best records in the company for getting these moves done. And the reason I have one of the best records is because these guys are petrified of these you know, black female project managers. And I don't really care. They know what they're doing. They do well. And men, women are better detailed than we are. So let's start off there. When it comes to project management, if you want every I dotted and T crossed, women are better at it than we are. We're like bulls in the china shop. Not all of us, but most of us. We would get ready. If the move started at 6, we'd start getting ready for the move at 5:15. Okay, they're ready for the move 3.5 days earlier than the move is actually supposed to start. So let's just get that down, all right? And for some odd reason, maybe it started back then. Maybe I started it. But these little white boys at the colleges were petrified of these black women. I don't know why. And you want to know the truth? I don't care. And they were very happy. Those women got paid well. They did a great job. And the only problem I ever had, you know, come to think of it now, I'm sorry how long ago this was. Remember when, what's her name? Princess Diane died. Remember that? I had a white female project manager. She was down for a week. Not the other ones, just her. She was down for a week. She couldn't handle it. Life stopped because of what happened to Princess Di. So she probably could say that she had Princess Di had a direct effect on her paycheck that week. You know, so I don't know. But seriously, so what is that? Does that make me a racist? What does that make me? Because I would only hire black female project managers. Isn't that something?
But did you only hire them because they were black?
Yeah, actually, yeah, I did.
That doesn't make you a racist.
Does it? And female. I took all the black male applications, put them under the female black applications, and I took all the white folk applications, put them way down at the bottom because they were pretty useless in those positions. But that was 20 years ago. Anyway, and again, I had the best record for a reason. They got the job done, made me look good. That's all I cared about. All right, let's get over to true racism, or people who really don't know what racism is either. CNN's remember they spent the whole election cycle calling Trump supporters racists. Right? How bad, not just Trump supporters, all those people over there at Fox, all the people that watch Fox. And you know what we're going to do when we come back from the break? Let's talk about how racist CNN actually is. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
reasons for Four Seasons Now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R. R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Feel like Stevie Wonder. Senior your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. I really do appreciate the time you spend with me. I know there's a thousand other places, a thousand other shows. Why you'd want to listen to them, I don't know, but a thousand other shows you could listen to, and you've tuned into this one, and I do appreciate your time. We've got, what do we have? Yeah, Michael from Illinois. Is it Illinois or Illinois? It's Illinois, right? The English language is so screwed up. It's just pathetic. Seriously. Anyway. Hey, listen, I didn't beat it up because everybody else is already beating it up. And nothing doesn't deserve mention anyhow. But what is it? John Glenn died today. 95 years old. That's a long time. And you know, not that I wished him dead because he, you know, hit the 90 mark. But, I mean, think of what that man did in 95 years. Right? Think of what his life was, how exciting his life was. Can you say something about yours? I mean, I'm not trying to get you depressed here, but I mean, seriously, 95 years old. I feel bad for the family. Don't get me wrong. I really do. You know, there he's grandpa and dad and all of that. Probably great grandpa at this point. But the man had a full life. I mean, I feel sorry for some people who get a car accident early in their life and they lose their ability to walk or, you know, become quadriplegics and they live to be 60, 70 years old and they've got to live in a wheelchair all that time. I just, you know, it's not that their life is useless. That's not what I mean. I just mean it's got to be tough. You know, double tough when you're a quadriplegic. It's just tough. And my heart and prayers go out to them. But to Glenn, I mean, man, there's a hero. There's a real hero. I'm sorry, some of you are going to get mad at me, but somebody who comes out as a gay football player, that's not a hero. John Glenn was a hero. And I don't care what his sexual preference was. I don't care. I don't care if it's bisexual. I don't care if he was trans. I have no idea, and I don't care. He's a hero. At a time when space travel, you talk about in its infancy. I mean, seriously. It's like the early days of plane flight, for God's sakes. He went and did it. Yeah, you know, he stepped up. He did it. And that's, you know, that's why we need men, right? When I talked about the last segment, we're talking about how women go through the whole detail. All the men are going to do is they're going to look at that space capsule and go, there's a lock? Good, I'm in. Let's go. Because that's what men do. Can I, what? It can burn up on the way in? How do I get, lock me in. Strap me down. Here we go. You know what I'm saying? You need all that, different viewpoints, different ways of handling things. It's actually a good thing. It's not a bad thing. You know, it's funny how the lip... Yeah, see, I'm going off. You know, you don't even know what's going on in my head. And if you did, you'd be very afraid. It's funny how the libs keep talking about equality. Everybody's the same. Everybody's equal. Everybody... Well, you know what? Thank God they're not, right? They're not equal. We have different ways of approaching things, different ways of doing things. And that's a good thing. That's a really good thing. You know, again, a lot of women very detail-oriented, lay things out, plan things. Guys just go for it at times. It's not a bad thing. I mean, I can think of a whole bunch of stuff. I don't want to get the whole hour doing this. I want to get back to my CNN story. And it's very true, you know, because listen, think about this. We were called racists. We were called bigots and phobophobes and all this other stuff, right? The Trump supporters, the people that support Fox, white Republican voters. CNN has no use for us. Never did. But guess what's happened now? CNN now is facing a multi-million dollar class action lawsuit. And it's because of racism. Their own black employees are turning on them. I wonder why that is. You know what? Maybe they're secretly closet Republicans that are turning on them. Huh? What do you think? Maybe they made a mistake and hired... I bet you all those black employees, all of them are conservatives, like, you know, the Uncle Tom types. I bet you that's what it is. Now, considering how vigorously CNN leveled those same charges, well, before and after the election, really... Van Jones, remember he called the election of Trump a whitewash? Oh, I'm sorry, a white lash. Remember that? That the only reason that we voted for Trump, only reason people voted for Trump, is because we couldn't bring ourselves to vote for a black person, number one. But there was no black person running. I don't know what Van Jones is talking about. But the fact that, is Hillary white? Well, she's white, right? I mean, if we voted for Hillary, wouldn't that also have been a white lash? Oh, no, no, I see. It's because Oblamo backed Hillary. So we were going to go against anybody that Oblamo was backing. Wow. But look at how hard they have to work to make this work. Look how hard they have to twist stuff to make it work. Anyway. Well, a CNN contributor accused Trump of a lack of tolerance for other people. Now, the channel had openly called Trump a bigot, racist, and misogynist, who would also embolden bigotry, faces its own allegations of racial discrimination. Look, this isn't a black employee that stepped up, right? So then it goes on to say, former and current black employees filed a lawsuit alleging racial discrimination against CNN, Turner Broadcasting, and the Time Warner Network, That's according to the Daily Mail. They filed on behalf of two black employees, Celeste Henley and Ernst Colbert. The lawsuit alleges that the black employees were paid less and had fewer opportunities for promotions. Dramatic differences in pay, harsher evaluations for black, for black males, and fewer available promotions are among evidence of prejudice. Then the lawsuit goes on, lawyer Daniel Meacham explained that he uncovered the alleged discrimination when investigating a lawsuit for a different client of his, Dwayne Walker. Now, Walker currently has a lawsuit against CNN for $50 million. My God. I should have gone to work for these people. Walker's lawsuit alleges that CNN did not promote him for 13 years because he is black, instead choosing to promote white employees. As a result of the current discrimination lawsuit filed on behalf of Dwayne Walker versus CNN, Time Warner, and Turner, we have uncovered stories involving abuse of power, nepotism, revenge, retaliation, and discrimination, Meacham said. Not at CNN. That holier-than-thou news source? Are we serious? That can't be. You know, here's the thing. When you're accusing somebody of something, you better be clean. Right? I mean, seriously. You better be clean. You can't call somebody a racist when you do it yourself on a regular basis. Or you promote it, or maybe you don't encourage it, but you don't stop it. You know, maybe you don't encourage it, maybe you outwardly don't approve of it, but you ignore it. Oh, no. CNN's not off the hook yet. We'll deal with more of this on the inside of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Okay, you got to get it out of your system. Quick dance around your chair. Then sit down. I'm Jarvis, senior host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Oh, it's a pleasure to have you on board with me. You know, next time we redo the studio, we'll do it all black with glitter on the walls. I know, I just got to plug it in. I'm lazy. You know me, I don't get out of bed till 10, 11 o'clock. And always a pleasure to have you with me. You are listening to The Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being involved and engaged. I do appreciate so much the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We want to, let's welcome WZXY to the lineup out of Kentucky. I don't know, is there a Kentucky accent? I shouldn't do it, though, should I?
Don't even try that.
Whoa, here we go. You know, my producer is loaded. No, I mean, not with money. See? Got a Nerf gun. Very, very dangerous woman. Want to welcome you to the lineup. Appreciate it. Appreciate the time you're with us. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. I'll tell you what I'll do. The 20th email I get from someone out of Kentucky, I'll know because you've got to give me your address. joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. The 20th email that I get from someone who's listening on the station out of Kentucky, you will get a free gift. Actually, you'll get an autographed book of mine. How's that? All right? There you go. Brand new station up with us. I appreciate your time with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me here on the air and in the lineup. Anyway, let's get back to it. I mean, there's just so much going. There's so much stuff I can have fun with tonight. But I'm going to be a good boy. No, I wasn't making fun of them. Hey, where'd it go? What was I talking about before? Oh, yeah, CNN. I gotta forget that one. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Hop up on Facebook, where we are live feeding. And you can see it. And then you can respond, talk to other people who are smarter than I am. So CNN is being sued. They're in a class action lawsuit for racism. That's just amazing, right? So isn't this constantly what happens with the left? Right? All that time that they were talking about how the right, how us the right-wing Christian Republicans, how bad we are, how much we hate everybody else, women, blacks, the whole nine yards. Yet when the DNC email went viral, when they were exposed, who was actually the biggest, the racist, the homophobes? Who was it again? Ah, that's right, it was the Democrats. Those emails, they were making fun of Mexicans. They were making fun of blacks. They were making fun of gay people. They were making fun of Jews, Bernie Sanders. Yeah, we use Bernie Sanders' religious belief. I think he's a Jew, right? Those people down south won't vote for him because he's Jewish. That doesn't sound racist to me. I mean, that doesn't sound anything like that, right? Oh, it came out of a Dem. It came out of a left-leaning human being, so it's okay. That's my mantra for the year. They don't want equality. They want control. Don't let them have it. That's my new button.
What's that?
They don't want equality. They want control. What do you think of that? I like it. We'll have T-shirts and buttons ready by next week. So anyway, there's been a class action lawsuit. And when a class action lawsuit was filed, lawyer Danielle Meacham found out that there was actually another lawsuit that had been filed by another employee for the same reason. Only they were looking for $50 million. They go on to say, or one of the suits goes on to say, that she had to work longer hours than her coworkers. The company allegedly discriminated against her because of her race. There were no white people working those long hours. There were no white people working the crazy shifts. Only blacks. The lawsuit also alleged that black employees had to deal with racial slurs and other prejudices from management. That can't be CNN. We have to check this out. That can't be right. Upon information and belief, African-American employees have had to endure racial slurs and prejudicial biases from superiors, such as, it's hard to manage black people. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if somebody heard that happen at Fox? Are you serious? These people would have come unglued.
Did they really say that?
Yeah. So that's,
oh, my God.
Upon information, right. It's hard to manage black people, and who would be worth more, black slaves from times past or new slaves?
What?
This is CNN. Now, see, I always love these comments where somebody says, Time Warner and Turner Broadcasting did not return, the request for information. It's a lawsuit, you morons. They can't comment on the lawsuit. The most they could possibly say, all right, the most they could possibly say is, you know, we're in a lawsuit. Obviously, we're not happy with the charges. We're looking into the allegations. And we'll just have to wait to see how the outcome is. But everybody's afraid to say anything. I don't blame them. But, I mean, come on. Let this sink in. For my black friends that are listening, maybe you're not a friend, you're just listening to the show for the first time, and I do appreciate your time, I really do. I know you've got plenty of things you could be doing with your life and the heartbeats that are wasted as you're sitting here listening to me. But, again, your time is appreciated. Think about that. Now, here's a company with a bunch of liberals working there. You know, there's got to be other people around that heard this. I'm sure it wasn't just the people it was aimed at. These aren't things that just pop open at certain times. This is a way of life, a way you speak, a way you treat people. Superiors walked around saying it's hard to manage black people. And who would be, I mean, what great coffee room conversation, right? Who would be worth more, slaves of old or new slaves? I mean, technically, we're all slaves to the man when we're all working for somebody, right? I mean, come on. But that's not what they're talking about, so don't try to spin it that way with me, because I won't buy it. But again, isn't CNN the bastion of fairness and equality? Aren't they the ones that are always pounding pavement, telling people, you know, how great it is to be a liberal, how great it is to be part of their team, part of their crew? Yeah, I'm not so sure about that, huh? Pretty sad. That stuff is pretty sad, you have to admit. And I'll tell you what, if any of you listening to me you subscribe to that idea towards the black community, maybe I'm not the show for you either. You know what I mean? Because I don't subscribe to that at all, and I don't expect anybody to subscribe to that. So anyway, since you're stuck with me all night tonight, no guests, we're going to do some pretty crazy stories. All right? Let's see. Because, you know, I love, you know, when you guys send, sometimes you guys will send me stories, I can't get to them all. You know, because there's just too many of them. But tonight, you got some good, you sent me some pretty good stuff. So, to my friends on the left who say the voter fraud doesn't exist, doesn't happen, I mean, we're seeing so much. Just think about something. She's up, what was her name? Clinton. She's up almost 3 million votes now. I think it's 2.6 million votes. But they're only, you know, as they count these provisionals and such, it's only in California, New York, and places that you kind of knew you could have handed over to her anyhow. Right? All this crazy stuff. So we found now massive voter fraud in where else? Nevada. Harry Reid's backyard. There's no shock there. The unions run Nevada. Come on, let's just, can we just, what was her, can we talk? Remember, what's her name? She's dead? Because she called up the, who? Joan Rivers, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you know, she she claimed that Michelle, was it Michelle Obama? I don't know where you're going. I don't know. Michelle Obama was a lesbian or something like that. I don't know what it was. Oh, no, transgender. That's what she said. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that's what she said. Yeah.
Really?
You don't remember that?
No.
Wow, were you in a coma?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was probably locked in your cave.
Yeah, there you go. So she was, yeah, she actually, it was one of the concerns was that she was killed because she knew too much. But she did. She had just, a couple days before that, she had called Michelle Obama a transgender.
Is that why she died?
My crystal ball hasn't worked in years, so that's what they say. When we come back, we're going to talk about the fraud in Nevada, and I may even get to this other one that you're going to love. The feds spent over $900,000 studying feminist glaciers and medieval smells. But I like the feminist glaciers one. I didn't know glaciers were male or female. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. And I really do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me. All right. You know, tonight's going to be smorgasbord night. I'm going to hit all kinds of stories. But to finish up this, I got to finish up this one. Because I love it. I love when the left keeps telling us there is no such thing as voter fraud. It's so small, it's so minute, it doesn't really much matter. It won't change an election. But how do you know that? Because it doesn't really take much to change an election. It really doesn't, especially at a local level. I mean, there are people locally that win by, you know, 10 points, 20 points, 17 points, 10 points. It doesn't matter how many votes, it's not that many to push an election over the top. So, you know, thanks for that, guys. All right. And you can't know what that is until later. So, in Nevada, they've uncovered a massive voter fraud in the 2016 presidential election. The writer goes on to say, well, it appears Nevada, which has voted for the winner of the presidency for the past 108 years, may have been stolen and must be investigated by the feds, not Obama feds, but incoming Attorney General Jeff Sessions must investigate this issue. Now, Barth interviewed Republican Assembly candidate for District 15, Stan Vaughn, who had actual proof of the massive voter fraud in Clark County District. Now, I remember this. This was bad. A total number of 17,000 votes were cast in the district for both Republican and Democrat candidates. However, when confirmed, letters were sent to the voters in the district. The U.S. Postal Service returned the mail. Remember that? You don't remember that. They returned a mail from 9,200 of these voters. Now, Vaughn found that many of the people who are listed in the, as deceased are still on the active voter rolls. Many of the mail returned came back with five people living in a vacant lot with no mail receptacle. Some of the names on the list. You ready for this? I don't know if you know these people. Edward Snowden. Willie Nelson. Waylon Jennings. Dozens of movie stars were registered to vote in the 15th district, according to Mr. Vaughn. Vaughn tested a sample of 200. He sent out, think about this. He took 200 people of the 9,200 return mail and found that 185 had indeed voted. So he took 200 out of the list, just randomly chose 200 out of the list of 9,200 of the returned mail ballots, and 185 voted, which means, if you really want to get a little, dig into this a little bit, which means that 185 people actually went and voted at the polls in the name of those people. That's the only way they would have been able to vote, because the ballots were returned. They were mailed out and returned. Now, in another article we did, it was reported that Nevada poll workers wore defeat Trump T-shirts at the polls during election night. Now, that's against the law. But nobody did anything about it. And it's not new. On a regular basis, this stuff happens, and nobody does anything about it. And this is where I've been saying to you guys, more and more and more, it's up to us. We've got to do something to change this. You and I can't keep letting this happen. That means if you go to the polls and you see this stuff going on, don't go looking for the number then. Don't go trying to find the number to call to report it then. What you want to do is you want to make sure, if you're going to go out checking polls, you make sure you have your county information, your state, whatever you need, to call and report this stuff. And then you need to log it too. What's that group that, Linda... Through the vote. All right. So is it the electionintegrityproject.com or org or something? All right. Look it up, please. We have somebody that we've become friends with over the years, Linda Payne, who works with the electionintegrityproject.com. Now, if I have to tell you how to spell that, you shouldn't be voting. Okay? Really that simple for me. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Look, don't let this stuff go by. Don't just complain about this stuff. Do something about it. Get in the way. Get in the way of these people. Don't let them steal our vote, our elections. Don't let them do this to us. All right, now now for the Glacier news. Oh, God. You know what? And the funny thing about all of this is the federal government keeps asking us for more money. So either they're extremely stupid, or they think that we're extremely stupid, and over the years we have been extremely stupid. The Obama administration has spent more than $900,000 on two studies looking at feminist identity in glaciers. Now tell me he isn't caught up in all the sexual identity crap. $900,000, two studies looking at feminist identity in glaciers and recreating medieval smells. That's according to a report of wasteful spending by Senator James Lankford. He does this every year. Lankford's waste book is a continuation of attempts by senators to document the billions in frivolous and unnecessary spending that the feds do. The book highlighted 100 federal government projects it considered wasteful that totaled billions in unnecessary spending. Federal agencies spent a little over $400,000 studying feminist identity in glaciers. Go ahead, let that sink in. Why? What does it do? What change would it make? And I didn't know that water right? Because isn't glacier ice, right? I didn't know that water was feminine or masculine. I wasn't aware of that. But you know, I probably didn't pay enough attention in the freaktoid science classes they wanted me to. Another $495,000 recreating medieval smells in museums. That's always exciting. The money for the glacier was provided by the National Science Foundation. God, this is just nuts. Now, the National Science Foundation already receives annual budget of $7 billion. Billion. And stuff like this, you've got to scratch your head and go, my God, and they want us to keep giving them more money? The Feminist Glacier Study by historian Dr. Mark Carey of the University of Oregon. Okay, that explains it. Never mind. No more. We can stop there.
They should start publishing the name of whoever approved
this. I like that idea. They should start publishing the name of anybody who approves this stuff. Let me see. And student researchers who were financially supported by a five-year-long NSF grant. The Emerging Feminist Post-Colonial Science Studies and Feminist Political Ecology and Feminist Glaciology Framework generates robust analysis of gender power. Are we serious? Is this real? Now, you know this happened over a bunch of these professors at the local college bar. Okay, sitting around going, okay, how do we get money from the government?
No, they're going, you think this one will fly?
No,
you're not
gonna
fly.
Come on.
You have to submit it anyway.
No, you're on the right path there. They're all sitting around the table saying, okay, here's the bet. The bet is for, you know, a full bottle of scotch. Who could come up with the dumbest idea, something that would actually make absolutely no sense in the real world, and let's see if we can get the government to give us a grant for it. What do you think? Okay? That's exactly what happened. And I'm sure this guy, what's his name here, Dr. Mark Carey, enjoy that bottle of scotch you got. All right? Because there's no way anybody else won that. Merging feminists. Can you imagine even trying to have this conversation? How do you do the power the PowerPoint presentation for this, right? I'd like you all to notice that the merging of feminist post-colonial science studies and feminist political ecology and the feminist glaciology framework generates robust analysis of gender power and the epistemologies and dynamic social ecological systems. Really, about that time, somebody's going, Messina, wake up. What? Did you want me? I mean, that would have just put me out. And you know what? They're so caught up in themselves, none of them would have said, I have no clues of what this guy's talking about. Oh, yeah. That makes perfect sense. What do we sign? How do we get you that grant? They're just too stupid or cowardly to say no. See, again, this is one of Trump's people in the room going, what? Are you serious? No. I haven't smoked enough dope today to buy that one. All right, next. That's what I want to hear with these grants. Next. Now, see, I'll be a feminist hater here shortly. You know that's going to happen, right? Because I don't believe in spending money on feminist glacier. I don't know, what do they call this? Whatever. We don't need it. Let me see. The study shocked many academics and real scientists, several of whom initially believed the study was a work of satire. When Carey was questioned by a reporter about this level of spending, he stated that the general public wasn't educated enough to comprehend the importance of this research. See? The lefties do. I'm out of time. That was perfect. I wish I hit that earlier. They do this to us all the time. You're too stupid to know better. Just give us the money. We'll work it out for you. You're too dumb. Don't ask those questions. God, they're trying to make you feel like an idiot. Oh, sweet Jesus. All right, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on here in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. My Facebook friends, you got to restart at the top of the hour. Everybody else, hey, we're still here. Come on back. But more of this craziness after the break.